Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And joining me now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Back from a thrilling tour in Detroit, Michigan, of all places.
Yeah, you went up there and you did the Rick Ector event. Yeah. How many people did you have go through there?
Well, we're still counting. It's been at least 1,400. Something I didn't know, and we'll get to it later. They had like 2,400 people sign up.
Yeah.
A bunch of people didn't come. No one knows why. That's sort of the problem with, here, it's a free event. We'll provide eyes. We'll provide ears. We'll provide guns. We'll provide instructors. And if you don't show up, it doesn't cost you a thing. So people, maybe they forget about it because it didn't cost them any money. But that is amazing that 24 people, I mean, think of what this means. I don't know how to get 24 people to sign up for anything down where I am. I could give away free gumbo. It wouldn't draw that many people. Rick Ector does it. Wow. Get two shooting ranges. Hi, guys. You know how you used to make money for the weekend? I want you to absolutely close, except for my guests. Wow. That was a song and dance. The ranges were wonderful to work with. They're committed to this, too. You know how many earplugs you need for 2,500 students?
iPro?
Yeah, about I don't have 5,000 earplugs sitting around, let alone, you know, thousands of eye protection glasses. All right. You know Patrick Collins out of Atlanta?
I do not.
Young black man runs an ammunition business called Gun Food. He delivers 25,000 rounds of 9mm ammo. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There was a local firearms dealer modifier had to deliver 50 Glocks and Smiths for the students to use.
Right.
That. Wow. Wow.
Why isn't Rick in charge of some gigantic product or some gigantic program where all of this has to be, all of that needs to be coordinated and, you know, dispersed and all these things. And why isn't he in charge of that? Because that's quite the logistical movement there. A lot of stuff moving in one place at one time.
You've been in the military and you see what it's like to move an army. And yeah. This was just 2,500 people. So, but still, you know that one guy didn't do it. A couple guys didn't do it. It did take quite the team. And from 9 a.m. to 5 in the evening, we had hundreds of students outside the range every 2 hours. They're lectured on armed defense and firearm safety. They step to the range. They learn about finger discipline on the trigger, muzzle discipline about where you're going to point. They get eye and ear protection. And then they're walking into a shooting range for the first time. And some of them, you can see their eyes get big when someone starts shooting, and they're all, that's still loud. And you go, yeah, there's nothing subtle about it. We're all startled by it, but we learn to manage it.
Right.
And that's literally the first thing they have to learn. Don't jump. And then we can go to work.
Indeed. But I'm serious about that. I'm surprised Rick is not like working with, I don't know, with some giant organization.
The Red Cross, something,
yeah.
Some huge civic organization. Yeah.
Like when there's an earthquake in Haiti or something, he would be the guy to fix that. That, you know, he moves heaven and earth when he's putting together his event. So
we had about 45, 50 instructors between the two ranges. Each of us did about 30 to 35 students. I mean, different. Some guys took a break, some guys didn't.
Right.
And again, I had one student. She walked up to me, and they started shooting next to us in the lanes. And she says, "I have to leave." Oh, okay. I'm sorry. If you can come back, I'll be here. I'll be here for you whenever you're ready. And then there's girls that you'd talk them through, and the first eye's in the bullseye, and all of them are inside the 10 ring. They're doing a one hole drill at 4 yards, and other people are all over the paper, and you have to back up and diagnose and remediate. It was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, Eric Pratt and GOA came by and they bought us dinner on Sunday, so I want to give a shout out to them and Gun Owners of America.
Sort of a different organization now that Eric's in charge of it. Eric has sort of accelerated things and made things a little more mainstream, and he's taken them places they weren't for a very long time.
Well, I'm grateful that he was there. Yeah, it was interesting. As odd as it sounds, okay, I'm with people most of the time, but it's on a firing line. We don't really get to have a conversation that much. The people who were helping them, eyes and ears, come on, come off. Did they have any questions? What did they think? Would you hold up your target? Let me take a picture with your phone. And you come to find out that, yes, someone down the street was shot. A relative of mine was shot or killed. There were some, it didn't happen to me. John Adine, I think, had a student. Yeah, she'd been shot. Wow. This is not Mayberry. This is Detroit, Michigan, with all the problems. So hopefully we took, you know, the goal of this wasn't to turn them into shooters. It was to give them the confidence that they can go, you know, yeah, I've done this before. I can go take a firearms class. I'm going to be okay in that class. It'll work for me. Good start.
Confidence is everything. Confidence.
Isn't it though?
Yeah. Confidence when handling a handgun is everything. And females especially, I've seen some females go to a class and they'll stick the weapon out there and they are literally shaking.
Yes. Yep. Well, and it's, can you do the instructions? I'll describe it for you. I'll demo it over and over. But can you play those instructions in your head as you're guiding your hands and overcome your fears? There, one girl was she lifted. She said, "I'm not gonna argue with you. Great." But I said, "I don't think it gave you the strength. I think it gave you the confidence to be here." You're absolutely right. If you had told me that shooting was a mind game, well, okay, I have more evidence to agree with you now.
Any of them come?
You and I know that.
Do any of them?
We're our own worst enemies.
Yeah, yeah. Do any of them show up with their own handguns, or do they all show up?
A few, at least on our range. So out of 800, maybe 1%, maybe 8. Not many. Now, some of them said they had. I had a student, one out of 35, who said, "I have a handgun at home. I'm not comfortable with it. I need practice to even learn if it's loaded or not." So we changed our normal approach to her. I said, "Awesome. You get the bonus course." Because really, all we wanted them to do was learn how to grip, aim, and press. Do those well, and now you can shoot. Because that... The things, the loading, the unloading, the verifying condition, the racking. Some I showed that, but after a while I realized that's not the stuff they're nervous about. They're nervous about pressing the trigger when the gun goes bang.
Yeah, I mean, I still catch myself. I still flinch.
Yeah. Isn't that a crazy thing? We have to, even though we could hurry the shot, we have to press it slowly enough that the explosion comes as a surprise.
I get started. I thoroughly enjoy shooting, you know, and that's the thing. You know what? Talk right into the break. That's what happens when you're having good conversations. We'll be right back talking to Rob Morris. This is Lock and Load. Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Rob Morrissey. Just normally Rob's with me on Mondays, but he's here today because Monday he was with Rick Hector doing the Rick Hector event. What does Rick call that anyway?
The Detroit all women's firearms education weekend. We're trying to figure out a better name, something that's catchier.
I think they should just call it the Rick Ector event.
Yeah. Well, then, what I want it to have a name because I want to be able to take that name all over. Can you imagine taking that to Atlanta? That would be good.
The one thing about Rick's event, because Rick is doing it by himself, I don't know. Like, if he started planning today, he might be able to do more than one of those events next year in different places.
Oh, no. Yes, you're 100%. I want other people to steal the idea and say, wouldn't it be great if we trained 1,000 women who are frightened of living in Philadelphia? Maybe they wouldn't feel so helpless and they'd demand a little more of their politicians. Or St. Louis. Yeah, I understand.
But who would coordinate that? I mean, who would... So let's talk about Atlanta. Can you imagine that in Atlanta? Is there somebody in Atlanta? Is there a Rick Ector in Atlanta that might be able to pull it together? Because I think part of the thing that makes Rick's event special is just that, you know, Rick has this... He just sort of oozes this sort of... yeah, absolutely, I want to help this guy, charisma. It's like he's doing a Jedi right. mind trick when he's out there. He's like, of course, everybody out here wants to help me for free and everything and do what I'm doing for free. And everybody else wants to do it for free, too. Of course they do. You know.
And it is a Jedi mind trick. Okay, let's unravel the Jedi mind trick a little bit.
Yeah.
Rick Ector is a NRA firearms training counselor. What that means is that he has certified most of the NRA instructors in the area. Rick, I got this student. What should I do? Rick, I'm putting on the class. I think it goes like this. Can you remind me? So he has a relationship with hundreds of instructors. He's got a relationship with lots of firearms ranges in the area. So when Rick goes, you remember me, right? Wouldn't you like to do me a favor? Everybody goes, yeah, sure we would. How can we help? And now it's a card trick. Well, it depends on which card you turn over.
Right.
If you turn this card over, give me your range for the weekend.
Right. He gets
yeah.
that. And whatever card you turn over, he thinks you think you see the one he wants you to see. So.
Right.
Yeah. I don't see it. Does nobody else even does anything near this, though, do they? That I know of.
Not. By enormous matters of degree, I think one of the reasons I became a firearms instructor, a friend that I used to shoot with frequently said the people at the hospital keep asking me for shooting lessons. They want to try it, see if they want to have a firearm at home. And now I've got a list of 50 people. I don't have that many weekends. I don't have that many guns. And I want to be able to see my family. Will you guys help me? So we go, sure. Now, he finally said, I can't give him ammo for free, not in that quantity. I can't rent the range for free. His friends paid $20. We made sure they had a great experience, very similar to what we're doing. But that was several times a year, 20 to 30 of his friends. But you know what? That's how Rick Ector started.
Right.
I think his first year was 50 people, and now we're up at 1,500. So, wow. It is thrilling to see somebody who goes, yeah, I can do this. And I go, what do you think? Or some of them would look at that target and they go, I don't know how I did that. I go, I know how you did it. We talked about what to do. You're the one who did it. I'm not pressing the trigger. I'm not aligning the sights. That is all you. And you did it. And they're very proud of the work they did. It's like there are some kids who aren't apprehensive. They go do something. They think nothing of it. But the fact that they conquered their fears, they had, I'm not sure exactly what they imagined would happen, but they found out it was easier than they thought. And they have every right to be proud.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Let's see. Who do we want to talk about next?
Well, Rick's, it's hard act to follow up with going from Rick to anybody else. So.
That's exactly. You know what I really like about this, though? There are a lot of people now who won't believe the media when they tell them guns are the source of all evil, because they know people get shot in Detroit. Oh, yeah, everybody knows. But now they know, you know, the person who defends himself with a gun, that could be me. And that's starting to reverse the narrative. That's why I think, whether spoken or unspoken, I think that's why it's easy to get. I mean, there were 50 instructors. Who knows? I don't even know everybody else that was active behind the screens.
Right.
The hundreds of people it takes to do this. The donors. Yeah. So we're lucky that we're that rich, that people who care about that issue can go help in Detroit. I'm not tooting my horn. What I do doesn't matter. It's, you know, the other 99 people standing next to me, they've got a story to tell. That's pretty interesting to me.
Indeed. Indeed.
Rick, interestingly enough, there were three NRA directors there, of which Rick is only one.
I saw.
It's nice to see guys put their hands where their mouth is, right?
Well, yeah, but, you know, three out of, what, 75?
Yeah.
Right about now, they need to be representing themselves much better than they're doing right now. They're allowing themselves to sink.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I don't necessarily know what to do about that. I don't even know if it's something that needs to be done about it.
It was interesting to talk to those directors to hear how they're treated if they so much as ask questions about how the NRA is behaving. They're pushed off of committees and shunned by the powers that be.
Indeed.
Yeah. So that rot is pretty deep or pretty intense at the top. When we get back, I don't know if we want to start a new topic. I was writing about sort of this. You've met pessimistic gun owners. They go, you know, the media says bad things about us. Every time there's a mass murder, we get blamed. There are more anti-gun laws. Sooner or later, that's going to happen, and they're just going to come and make us all illegal.
Yes, I've seen that many times.
Yeah, and the guy's not wrong. From one perspective, most of us don't own a gun. Most of us don't share our home with a gun, although there was a study that just came out that said those old statistics might be wrong. Certainly, today when people get their really abbreviated news out of their phone, they believe the headline. They may not dig any deeper. And when you put all that together, yeah, we could lose our rights. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Talking to Rob Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Fitch is downgrading its U.S. debt rating from the highest AAA rating to AA+. Several factors were cited, including a steady deterioration in standards of governance over the last two decades. Republican presidential hopeful and former Vice President Mike Pence is railing against President Biden's economic policies.
The economic policies of the Biden administration literally have turned the American dream into a pipe dream.
Speaking at the Indiana State Fair, Pence said the cost of living is rising due to Biden's failed policies. He laid out his plan to drive down inflation if elected president, stating he will end runaway spending in Washington. The South is still dealing with a brutal heat wave, with millions of people under heat alerts as the heat index hits triple digits yet again today. In New Orleans, the heat index reached 109 degrees on Tuesday, while in Corpus Christi, it hit 112. John Schaefer, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. We're talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster, and he was bringing up a very interesting subject that I delve into sometimes. But go ahead, you start, and let's go where we see it. Let's take it.
Let's see where it's going to go.
Yeah,
yeah. You and I have met the pessimistic gun owner who says nothing I do matters. Gun control is inevitable. Billionaires are on their side. We don't have any on ours. And I go, even if that's true, I can't imagine anybody would help you fight for your rights with an attitude like that. But let's think it through, because he's right in some aspects. We know that the politician who serve anti-gun billionaires like Bloomberg, they're going to push for gun control. They're just looking for the excuse. But what we have to think a little deeper. That's not the whole story. You may have missed the fact that most parents want their children protected at school. You may have missed the fact that armed defense works to do that. And that means we, you and I, including that pessimistic neighbor of ours, are the people who are going to have to save the right to bear arms. The future's literally in our hands. And again, I'm not describing human nature so much as I'm describing history. I'm going to quote famous Democrat politician and strategist Rahm Emanuel. You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And by that, I mean an opportunity to do things that you could not do before. Close quote. And faced with that attitude, the lie that honest gun owners are the problem. We're going to get blamed, and that news is going to go coast to coast before the truth even, you know, wakes up, puts on its slippers, and has a cup of coffee. We saw it in New York. We saw it in California. But I think we're the antidote. Thank you, Bill, for Lock and Load, because you tell stories about good guys with guns.
Sure.
And I don't think our local politicians have any bravery at all until we put those stories in their face. Have you had that experience?
Oh, absolutely. See, here's the thing. With the gun talk stories are very much more detailed, right? Very much more detailed because, like in the cases of self defense gun stories, like you do, right? This is where people are getting involved, and they are they're getting involved, and they have actually been through the details of a shooting. It's right. No longer theoretical for them. This is something they've actually been to now, and that changes your life when that happens, when you come to that sort of realization that you've just been through this, and this is what the real world is like, and there's a lot of things that don't matter anymore after that happens, right?
Somebody's theory that there could be a problem if there were sometimes armed defenders in school, and you go, you don't need to be a super ninja to stop a guy who attacks your school. He's counting on there being nobody to shoot back. And if anybody's shooting back, his plans just got radically changed. Believe me, it changes your behavior a lot when the bullets are heading both ways.
Right.
And your school board probably hasn't thought of that in those terms. They're saying, we can't have a gunfight in school. Well, I don't want one there either. But that means you want the bullets to go all one way toward the kids and we're never going to shoot back? Then why are you calling the police if there's violence in school? Because they're bringing the guns.
Yep.
So that there is a lot of fuzzy thinking. Thank you for the clarity you bring. But we've got to – you're not in every school board meeting, and we have to be your voice there, Bill.
Well, it would be – All of these places, the thing that bugs me the most about these places is that with all of these places, they get out there and they discuss policy without knowing the facts about what they're talking about. And
Too often.
Yeah, if they would just seek out you, Rick Hector, me, somebody that has some idea about what it is that they're wanting to discuss to bring some things in. I introduced a state senator in South Carolina to John Lott. And it was like he had discovered a new messiah at that point. And I said, and it was because of the information, and I said, you know, I've always had this ability to either, if I don't have it, I know somebody that does.
Right.
And this was when we were considering, when they were considering permitless carry in the state of South Carolina. And it's still on the table, but it just hasn't happened just yet.
Right.
So
I had a very similar question with a legislator in Florida. We met at a conference in Florida, and he goes, do you have numbers on that? I go, oh, no, young man. You just asked the right question to the wrong guy. I can... Yes, let's talk after this. But I think that we can get bogged down in immense statistics. But in this case, should we defend our kids? That's not too much to ask that we get our kids back as healthy as when we dropped them off in the morning.
Right.
It's really a pretty simple ask. And there are school safety plans. There are school audits. On the other hand, I was talking to a guy who is doing audits up in New York, and it's not negligence. It's he sees things the school doesn't see. See that window up on the second floor? That's open, right? See that extended balcony there? That's a place to stand. That pallet leaning against the wall? That's a ladder. You just gave somebody access to the school. We need to try a little harder to make sure our kids are safe. And when you put those three things together, someone will take advantage of us. Let's make sure that doesn't happen. I just went, wow, thank goodness there's so many people who bring such varied and diverse skills to keeping our kids safe.
Indeed. And, you know, I don't know.
What? What you think?
I just the thought process that you've opened up about trying to educate, which I'm not an educator. I don't want to put myself on this lofty on petard, if you will. But at the same time, it really irritates me when somebody gets out there and starts talking about things that they know nothing about. And it's just literally almost everywhere. Despite the fact that I believe that there's more adults that own guns than there are that don't. Which is a big puzzle to me.
I think we just saw something that a news article. Okay, you brought this up. Okay, are we going to run out of time? What's that look like?
Well, we got about. You can set it. Go ahead and set it up.
Okay, there was a recent study, and you and I have wrestled with this every time. Some new poll says 49%, 43, 39 of Americans live in a household with a gun. And then somebody did some follow-ups and said, they're not telling us the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Are there states that have gun registries? Are there other ways we can ask this question? Can we follow up to find out the degree of truth we're getting? And then they went back and massaged the data, and they went, wow, it's more like 60% of people live in a home with a gun.
How about that?
I thought that was amazing.
Before we run out of time, tell everybody.
Your intuition was right.
Yeah, tell everybody how to find you. We haven't done that at all yet. Go.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog for the last decade. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and OpsLens. We somehow find something to talk about, Bill.
When he's not snorkeling. If he's snorkeling, there's just no way to talk about anything because microphones will not work very well underwater, so we never try that. But we do, pretty much after that, we do just about whatever we want to do at that point. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load, and we've been discussing the various things and everything else. You wanted to change the subject, so go ahead.
I do. I've seen this covered over. Stephen Gutowski at the Reload. Dan talked about it. The Truth About Guns. I think it was originally picked up by J.D. Tuccelli at Reason Magazine. There was a study that what they call quiet gun owners. Do you own a gun? Maybe, you know, I did. I don't know if I do anymore. And it came out of Rutgers, out of their so-called gun violence research center. And they said, yeah, people aren't telling pollsters the truth. I mean, it's dealing with probabilities. When we test this group of people and we've got, because of firearms registration, we've got a pretty good idea of how many firearms are legally owned in that area. And then we ask that group how many guns they own, and we get a different number of gun owners and guns that they own. We go, whoa, that means we have to recalibrate our study. And it changed it a lot, up to 60% of Americans. Now, this is the problem again. When my kids grew up and they said, does your family own a gun? Well, is that mom or dad or you or an uncle or some? So a lot of them say yes, and it's not clear in a family who may have signed the federal paperwork to buy the gun, but they think it's theirs anyway.
Right.
Yeah, like mistakes are an orphan, and success has a lot of parents. A lot of people may say they own the gun in the home, so even that's. But what was interesting was that came out of the gun violence study group. What was it? Princeton? Oh, Rutgers. Sorry, right in New Jersey. And I went, ooh, I bet they were disappointed that somebody read that in their study. That's probably got to upset Bloomberg and his megabucks.
Well, you know, the entirety of the leftist nonsense that we hear, that's totally unsustainable. Yeah. Eventually, the truth makes it out into the open. There's just no way to stop that.
Yeah. People, isn't that amazing? We've got, I think that is why Bloomberg started funding those so-called gun violence policy research group,
right,
was to muddy the waters, to throw out three bad articles for each three accurate ones that we present, and now it lets the journalists cherry pick who they want to believe. Well, that's still looking contested. Not by people who aren't getting paid by any gun. Bloomberg bucks, it's not. Wow. Who would have thought that creating propaganda on that scale by a billionaire would be considered as straightforward politics? That's the age we live in. Again, thank God for you and GCN.
Well, you know, the thing about that, when you look at the propaganda,
yeah,
I believe a lot of people in America understand that most of what they see in the media can't be trusted, and yet they continue to watch it. And I believe most people in America don't like the way things are going right now, and yet I think they'll still vote for Biden in some cases.
Not frightened of change, huh?
Well, it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know what is the motivation. I don't know what is what's making everything the way it is. Why are we this way? Why do we think this way? I just know that it's happening.
Isn't that interesting? When a politician fails, people's lives are impacted for the worse. You'd think that makes us more conservative. It makes us hold on to the status quo, even if the status quo put us in this situation by their bad judgment. Very few people. Well, okay, amongst Republicans, I think it was in the 20s and 30% of people who actually believed the media. Higher amongst Democrats, which for people who are supposed to, quote, question authority, I thought that was quite the confession.
Indeed.
Yeah. Anyway.
I need to come up with a new word to say. Indeed. I'm getting tired of hearing myself say it.
No, indeed. How about?
Yes, sir.
Is this one of Dan's? Yeah. Did Dan talk about the fact that Biden, through executive order, got the Education Department to cut school funding if schools had hunter safety or archery programs?
I don't think we ever made it that far.
Yeah, I understand why that wasn't the first thing, unfortunately, given the news. Because the Safer Communities Act has something that says, we're not going to fund activities that teach you how to use a weapon. You're not teaching me how to shoot a hunting rifle. You're talking about firearm safety. Here are the ways you don't use a gun. You have to make sure it's boxed, it's carried. Here are the laws. Well, Biden said, no, that's not good enough. You're talking about guns at all. And archery, yeah, arrows can hurt people, you know. So that, I think, was a pap to PETA. And now they've cut school funding. So the education president is cutting school funding for things like firearm safety and archery shooting. I think that means it's the end of that series with, Everdeen. Who am I thinking of? Hunger Games. I don't think they dared do that when that was a big hit. Now maybe the time has passed and you can outlaw archery. Seems ridiculous to me. Shows what I know.
Biden, the resident of the United States, I don't know what the answer to him is. I don't know what the answer to him is. What? I don't understand why he was the one that the Democrats chose and everything else. He's a crime lord. I mean, the dude is a crime lord.
Yeah.
This is all about the money now.
Well, I think it, Bill, it was, do you remember what Barack Obama did? A community organizer means I'm going around collecting the graft from the businessmen.
Sure.
That's what that means. He's a bag man. So, but he and Biden were two peas in a pod. And I just, this is nothing but Barack Obama 3.0 as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
This came out of NRA ILA. They went back and looked at the numbers and said, now, there were a few firearms permits being issued in New York during the Bruin, before the Bruin ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. In theory, the Bruin ruling made that easier, but because New York had a anti-gun spasm after that ruling, there have actually been fewer permits issued now. And I'm thinking someone has to take that to the judge and say, Judge, people aren't listening. The citizens want to follow the law, and you said they're allowed to bear arms. politicians are precluding that. Are you going to protect these rights, or how many decades will it get before you finally look at this? Again, I think they should install a special master to issue firearms licenses and carry permits in New York State. There is precedent when we had school desegregation. State said, yeah, we'll get to that. And federal judges said, we'll help you starting right now. I don't know how long we're supposed to wait for justice, Bill. I wish I could answer that.
The short answer to that, unfortunately, is that we saw this in Chicago. Chicago had a chance to make a change, and they didn't. They ran right to the leftists. And I don't know, maybe sometimes, as bad as this is going to sound, sometimes they get the government that they deserve, that they vote for.
They're getting the failed society they voted for.
Yeah.
47 shot, 5 of those were murdered this weekend in Chicago. Oh my gosh. That's horrible.
It is. It is absolutely deplorable.
Yeah. Wow.
Tell everybody how to find you before we run out of time.
Oh, I can do that in my sleep. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. I wrote the Slow Facts blog. 2,100 articles are waiting for you there. From there, the writing is picked up. It's carried at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Bill, who you got coming up next?
Next is going to be me.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, next is just going to be me talking about things that caught my eye. And there's so many of them. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
It's been a pleasure, Bill. Glad we could catch up.
Take yes, care. Sir. Hour number 2 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.